First of all, I do have a declaration of interest because before the start of the World Cup, I did place a bet with someone somewhere that Spain would not win the World Cup. Even after last night's semi-final, I just have not enjoyed watching Spain play in this tournament. They seem to be so reliant on David Villa for creativity and for actually scoring the goals that they need, which there haven't been many of. You seem to get about 89 minutes of grinding out, and I think Frank's going to call it tippy-tabby football, which you should enjoy that level and quality of passing, but they almost do it to extreme. You will, however, get those 10, 20 seconds of almost genius that should really mitigate the other 89 minutes, but I just find them so dull. And it's a shame because there's so many players there who play for Barcelona, and that Barcelona side is genuinely exciting to watch. But that just hasn't really happened from what I've watched of Spain in this World Cup. Probably my real bugbear in football is when you have players who you will see them go two-footed through someone or straight through the back of their head in an aerial challenge and sort of go, what? And, a few minutes later, they'll be rushing into the penalty area and someone will brush the side of their sock and they'll roll around while simultaneously looking at the referee going, penalty! Sergio Ramos is very good at both of those things. But anyway, a fiercely subjective argument that ultimately means I want Holland to win on Sunday, and don't for one moment expect that they will, alas. I suppose the other news, yesterday the sad news about Roy Waller's death. Obviously we're all thinking and passing wishes on to his family. I think most of us have our own Wallerisms we remember from when he was commentating on City. The one thing, though, despite all those little quirks and the fact that you often didn't know who actually had the ball, you always knew whether it was Norwich or the opponents who scored. That sound of Roy Waller going, and it's through here, and he scored. This stern, teacherish voice that Norwich have completely let everyone down because they conceded a goal, summed up both his support for Norwich, and I think we'll all remember him so fondly.